Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, August 1st, 2013. Trinity Western University's School of the Arts, Media, and Culture provides an academic and practical look at the issues of faith and meaning that lie at the heart of a variety of artistic disciplines. As the school website says, quote, making pottery, making films, making speeches, plays, or video games, students of history, students of contemporary culture, in a dark room, in a practice room, in a seminar room, in a dressing room, in a choir of 150, in a painting class of 10, in a professor's office, on stage, or online, SAMC students are making a difference, end quote. Well, our guest tonight is Dean of the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture, David Squires, and he's going to give us an inside look at this endeavor. But first, let's listen to Something Out of Us from Carolyn Aaron's Love Was Here First. With David Squires. Good evening, David.
Hello, hello.
Now, question for you. Where did the whole idea of the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture come from?
Well, we have four departments in our school, and the departments are visual art and design, and media and communication, music, and theater. So four arts departments, and then, of course, the media and communication moves beyond the arts into other things like journalism and that sort of thing. And the departments were operating somewhat independently, and we really conceived that that there's a lot of connections amongst the arts. We see in our culture around us the interdisciplinary nature of the arts, that musicians are working in visual art and working in film, and theater artists are working in film and doing writing and working with music and visual art and that sort of thing. So there's so much interdisciplinarity, and so we thought, you know, this would be a lot stronger if we were to bring these departments together under one umbrella. The departments still have their own sense of identity as a department, so mm-hmm. students come to study art, they study in the art department, but there is that opportunity, and in fact we have put some steps in place to encourage greater interdisciplinarity so that students do venture out into other other disciplines and then can come out with a greater sense of being rounded in their approach to the arts.
Well, and in fact nowadays there's so much emphasis on being even though you may specifically focus in one area of the arts, having a knowledge and a working understanding of some of these other areas, you know, especially in terms of social media and things like that as well.
That's right, yeah.
Looking at that, and in terms of Trinity Western's focus on the arts and having the four departments, what do you think has been the reason that there has been those faculties and those departments develop over the years? When you look at the whole aspect of arts within the church, there are still some congregations and individuals that are struggling with this whole aspect of what's the role of the arts within the church.
Yeah, that's a great question. The foundation of Trinity Western University is as a liberal arts institution, and the arts have been part of the liberal arts for centuries. You go back to medieval times and Renaissance times, and the arts were central to the study of the liberal arts. And the church, though, has had this funny relationship with the arts, and depending on which arts they are. Mm-hmm. I think the church finds music to be sort of closest to its heart and closest to its worship practice. Visual art, it can be quite embraced by the church, but at times difficult. Theater, there's question marks around theater, and there have been for centuries in the church, unfortunately. So, you know, in terms of that, it's a great question, because there is this tension, and in a Christian liberal arts university, we want to embrace the liberal arts. They are a part of who we are as as human beings. They're part of who we are as in terms of our culture, but then the church kind of says, okay, but what do we do with these? So that's really one of the things that we find energizing, actually, in the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture, is to take the arts that are so close to our hearts. I'm a composer myself, and so I'm writing a music that's in a more classical vein and more acoustic, and to write music as a Christian and draw other Christians who perhaps don't appreciate that particular type of music or style or whatever, or try to figure out what I'm doing and make it meaningful to people in the Christian community and, of course, outside the Christian community.
Well, and that's one of the biggest tensions is that whole aspect of art from a Christian perspective that's going out into the broader culture. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of artists across the country that have realized that calling, that God is calling them to take their art into the mainstream. And do you touch on that tension with the school and with some of the departments to sort of help our art students get an understanding of how they can work within that tension?
Yes, we do all the time. It's the name of our school is very intentionally chosen, the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture. We believe that you can think about those three words linearly in that the arts exist in various medias, and then they then play out in culture. But you can also think of it as a circle in which all three are influencing each other. Any artist in our culture nowadays is not unaffected by culture. And at the same time, the things that you do as an artist do affect, and they actually create culture. Culture is created by human beings. It's not something separate which human beings, you know, sort of encounter. We create our culture. Mm-hmm. And so, we get students thinking about this from the get-go. Their first year, we have them sitting together in courses in which we look at the history of the arts as they have developed down through the centuries, especially in Western civilization, and then we branch out from there as we can. But also we look at some of the issues that the church has faced, the issues of integrating faith and culture and faith and art, and then try and prepare students for the very thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. If I am a Christian artist, what does that mean? Am I just making art for the church? Well, no. We say no. As academics and as artists ourselves, as Christians, we say, no, I'm making art for God, and that art exists within the larger culture that I live in. And so I have a responsibility to speak to my culture, to engage my culture, to try and transform it for Christ.
And I mean, that's happening across the country, and I'm seeing that as I'm talking to different artists about the different things that they're doing to do exactly that. What exactly is your role at the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture as dean?
Well, as a dean, a lot of my work is sort of the larger visioning and strategic work of the school. As a faculty member, I'm in the music department itself, and so about a quarter to a third of my time is spent teaching, and which I love. I hope that God never calls me to an administrative role where I'm not teaching, because I love students. I love the classroom. I love the engagement with young minds and hearts that are really trying to find out who they are. And so that's a huge part of my own calling and my love. But at the same time, The school needs visioning and strategic directions, and I have chairs of the various departments. I work closely with them, and we try and set direction for curriculum. What new programs are we going to design? How are we going to endeavor to make our curriculum better? So, you know, constantly trying to refine courses and that sort of thing. Those are probably the main things that I engage in. And then, of course, engaging with the external community, those stakeholders in the community who believe in the arts, who believe in what we're doing, and trying to help them stay engaged with what we're doing. And we have a strong stakeholder community out here, primarily on the West Coast, but also you know, across Canada, across the states. A lot of alumni that have come through Trinity over the years, who are very still very active in the arts community in some way. And as one of our instructors likes to say, all of our theater grads are doing theater. They aren't necessarily all doing it as their main thing and making their living from it, but they're all doing theater. And that's very important to us, to stay connected with them and get their sense of how we could improve what we're doing and how it plays out then in culture.
Good. Well, what we need to do is take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back with our guest, David Squires, Dean of the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture at Trinity Western University in Langley, BC. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Inside Out from Jeanette Petkow's Unshakable CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with David Squires. We've been talking about, you know, what the school does in terms of getting discussions going with art and some of the different tensions that there are between and different influences with art and media and culture and things like that. But one of the things that the school hosts is the Verge Conference. How did that get started, and how long has it been going?
This conference this fall will be our seventh conference. It's been going mostly annually, where there's one year that we missed, but we started in 2006. And it was actually the vision of my immediate predecessor, Linda Schwartz, who was the dean just before me. And she and a couple of faculty members surrounding her at that time had a vision for a conference which would bring together scholars and academics from around the world, if we could, to engage with ideas around the arts and the things that we have been talking about, the engagement of artists with culture. As artists, we have this, you know, we do our creative work and we I'm a composer, as I was saying, so that means that, what I do in terms of the exercise of my, scholarly activity, if you will, as a, professor, is to write music. I have colleagues who they're faculty members in the, and they're in the classroom, but then when they're not in the classroom, they're painting or they're writing plays or they're directing, that sort of thing. Very practical, hands-on, creative work. At the same time, there's this other side of academia, which is the intellectual pursuit of ideas and, scholarship and to present papers and, that sort of thing. And, a number of our faculty are engaged in that way. And we wanted an opportunity to host a conference, which we've done quite successfully now, as I say, for our seventh conference, to bring scholars who are interested in the arts and interested in, pushing new ideas and, of how the arts can engage various aspects of our human being and our culture and the richness that comes at an academic conference.
So we'll set it. What have been some of the topics that you've looked at at Verge over the past 6 years?
Yeah, the first one was art and identity, looking at the age of anxiety that we often can see, you know, that we live in, and how an artist fosters ideas about identity, who we are. We looked at arts and social action. It's always arts and something. Mm-hmm. So we try and make the connection in the title of the conference. So arts and social action, arts and community, arts and ethics last year. This year, it's arts and narrative. So how does how do the arts contribute to one's own personal narrative, one's personal story? How can the arts tell story? That's a rather obvious connection there. Mm-hmm. That's what we often see the arts in that that kind of way,
right?
We leave things fairly broad for the particular scholars to find their way in, and it's always very rich. You know, it's kind of like you're sitting there thinking, "Wow, I didn't know that somebody could take off on that idea, and what an interesting insight." You know.
Well, in terms of this year and looking at that whole aspect of arts and narrative, and I mean story. Has become such a significant part of culture within the last decade or so in terms of you know people focusing on how culture interacts with their own personal narrative and that the broader societal narrative. What are you looking at in terms of your from your own perspective in terms of defining narrative for the conference this year?
My own personal perspective as a composer, I've written a lot of music for students at the university, and so we work on it together, and then it gets premiered for an audience, which of course is largely you know people who are connected to those students, their parents, their friends, friends of the university, and there's a very interesting dynamic that takes place there, and in fact I'm going to be speaking on that in the conference in a paper that I'm preparing, and also for another conference this fall. On the idea that something really unique develops when a new piece of art, in this case, for me, it's a new piece of music, is developed for a particular person. And then together with me, perhaps, that person premieres that piece for a particular audience, and everyone experiences it for the first time. You know, a new sort of element of people's personal narrative develops that it's like, you know, where were you when John F. Kennedy was assassinated? Mm-hmm. That sort of question. You know, it's like, do you remember that piece that was premiered by such and such? I was there, and the experience of that becomes a unique event. And you know, we're people. I think we are people who are marked off by events. I look at the Old Testament and how things are marked off by events, and then the celebration of those events, and our sense of ritual comes out of that. We live our lives that way: someone's birthday, someone's anniversary, Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc. And so these particular musical events, like this, I write a piece of music for a harp student to play. That's my most recent piece. I wrote a harp concerto, so a very talented student in our music department within SAMC. Performed this. I conducted the orchestra. We all worked on it together for a few months in rehearsal, and out came this brand new piece of music no one had ever heard before. The audience is there. We all go through this experience together. It forms a new piece that I think a powerful piece in each person's narrative.
Well, it almost seems like in terms of narrative with artists, in a sense, we often are telling somebody else's story. Novelists are telling the story of the characters within the novel. You're talking about, you know, you've written a piece for another musician. So in a sense, it's not for you, it's for them. But yet you're also taking your own narrative and injecting that into what you're creating. And then it's being received by the audience and becoming part of a completely different narrative. So it sounds like there's a lot of layers going on in how art is being perceived and received and created.
That's very true, and I think that's one of the things that artists have struggled with in getting back to an earlier question you had about the church, is that the church tends to try and reduce. They want to see, can art do this? Could we have a piece of art in the lobby that does this one thing? Or could we have a sketch, say a theater or a dramatic sketch before the sermon that does this one thing? Or could you write a song that does this? And it tends to be used for something. It's almost utilitarian. You know, can we use this piece of art to do that? And I think what I would like to see the church move towards, and you know, many aspects of the church, many places in the church, universal, they do go in this direction. But there's still a lot of corners of the church that I would like to see move towards a place where they embrace some of the mystery that's in art, some of the questions that are asked in art that can lead us to some very interesting thought and reflection, that sort of thing, without always having to nail down, well, this is exactly what it means.
Yeah, and I've talked to a couple of visual artists who have said that that's been one of the challenges they've had, is a lot of times their art may not necessarily be a depiction of a biblical event or the gospel presentation, but yet the layers underneath, coming from their worldview as artists, as Christians, is there, and it's a matter of knowing how to look at it. We had one visual artist at our artist in residence program at the church I attend, who created a whole series of fruit, and it was looking back at the Renaissance symbolism of fruit. The thing is, you could look at it either as just a nice picture of a bowl of fruit, or you could understand what the underlying symbolism was and catch the religious perspective as well.
So it's art is multi-layered, and you know, as people we are multi-layered. We need to embrace that as well.
Well, I'd love to continue this discussion, but we're running out of time here. We need to take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish a conversation with Dean of the School of Arts, Media, and Culture at Trinity Western University, David Squires. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Keep talking, I derail, but there's just no stopping the train of my thoughts. It goes faster and faster. This juggernaut is my natural disaster. My what ifs collide with my wherefores and whys, till the only way that I'll survive is if I
welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Be Still from the Love Was Here first CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with David Squires. Just finishing up and looking at the Verge Conference and that, what are you hoping that people are going to take away out of this year's conference?
Well, there's many different things, and it will depend on the person. The conference is aimed at primarily at academics, and it's an opportunity for us to invite people from literally from around the world. We've had people from India, from Turkey, from South America, from all over North America and Europe, of course. And tends to be small and rather intimate, which is great. We have an opportunity for people to hear each other's papers. They're not having to choose between sessions and, you know, in various different parts of the campus like some larger conferences are. And so there's some fellowship that takes place amongst academics. The academics are not always Christian. We have lots of folks who see the nature of the conference. They don't come from a faith perspective, but they have a particular thing that they're working on, and that's always rich as well for us to engage, again, engaging with our academic culture, the Christian and non-Christian academics together. So that's sort of one of the takeaways, the major takeaways, is the academic fellowship, if you will, and a sense of growing community, new ideas. But we also throw the door open to our greater community, both students who come along and are inspired by the things that they hear, and also the general public. We have members of the general public who come and hear papers of interest. So the takeaways are many, but one of the things that I guess the major takeaway when you look at a conference like this would be, we think of the arts always in terms of the art itself, and I think to come to a conference like this, you hear 2 days of people talking about the arts, and talking in very very intelligent, very erudite, very challenging kind of fashion. And causing us to really think and reflect and go deeper, and I think that's one of the things that, as a leader of a school that endeavors to train young people to transform culture for Jesus, one of the things that is important for me and important for my colleagues is that we get people to think deeply, to not be satisfied with simple, easy answers. There's lots of simple, easy answers out in culture, and they don't really work. They're just, you know, they're embraced as simple, easy answers. But I think it's the deeper thinking that that really does transform and shape culture.
Right. And Verge takes place when?
September 26 and 27.
And how can people get more information both about the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture and Verge?
We have a website that's very easy to find. The university website is twu.ca/SAMC, S-A-M-C, that's the School of the Arts, Media, and Culture. So twu.ca/SAMC, and you'll find our school's website, and the conference is there to find as well.
Great. David, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Well, thank you, Robert, for the opportunity to talk.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, David Squires. Be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.